We're back with Day to Day and more now on President Bush's speech today on soaring gas prices. One proposal from the president, temporarily suspend deposits into the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Marketplace's John Dimsdale is in Washington. John, how much oil goes into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve on a daily basis? So how much is going to be freed by this?
Not a whole lot. The Energy Department estimates that between now and this fall, which is when the temporary suspension will end, it'll make available an extra 2.1 million barrels. Now, to put that in perspective, the U.S. as a country burns about 21 million barrels a day. Of that, 12 million are imported. But as the president said, every little bit helps, and oil analyst Mary Novak at Global Insight says the main idea here is to have a psychological effect on oil markets.
As part of our fair share of the global burden, one thing we're going to do is put on hold our desire for a larger inventory. But it's such a small amount that its principal effect is to try to calm the market rather than physically being enough to actually make prices move substantially in and of itself.
So, John, it sounds as though she's saying this is a symbolic move.
It is, especially when you consider that the real bottleneck right now is in the refining level. It's not the crude oil level. There's plenty of crude. It's refiners have been caught in this shift of additives to make fuel cleaner, and that requires them to shut down their production and clean out the old fuel before they can start producing and distributing the new blend.
Well, what do you think? Are consumers going to see a difference in the price they pay for gasoline as a result of what Mr. Bush said today?
From this particular change, they're not going to see much. And if they do, it's going to take a while to work through the system from crude oil to refineries and before it shows up at the pump. And it could easily be hidden in other changes that will happen in the market.
But the president made a point of saying this. I mean, he must have had something in mind.
Well, from a financial management perspective, suspending the deposits right now isn't such a bad idea because you're not going to be paying top dollar for oil that's going to be set aside. Ideally, you want to buy when the price is low, and chances are you're going to be releasing it when it's very expensive. It's like buying a stock. You want to buy low and sell high, especially from a taxpayer perspective. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve, was opened up after Hurricane Katrina with some success. Now, that was a little more aggressive. They actually released reserves from the market. Today's move will only leave a bit more on the table for refiners to handle. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we find out why the internet stock boom may be back.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. Thank you, John. Marketplace produced by American Public Media.